With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon you can watch on YouTube. And I'm also one of the rotating co-hosts of the Game Brain podcast. So if you're a board gamer, go check that one out because it's super fun. And joining me is someone who is also super fun. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben. What you doing?
Oh, you know, it's just, you know, midweek. We are here on Crappens On Demand, which you can watch on patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Crappens On Demand, we basically turn on our webcams and you can watch us podcast instead of just listening to it. For instance, pop quiz, what did Ronnie just do? He just drank from a can of soda or soda water. I'm not sure.
Big swig, honey.
Big swig. That's a sort of exclusive stuff that you get with Crappens On Demand. No, but for real, go check it out. Patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up on the Crappens On Demand level. And you have access to not just this on-demand video experience, but all of ours, which is like over 100 now. And when we do our live recaps, which we did just last week, you can watch along and comment and have so much fun. So before we dive into today's recap of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we just want to give some more small business shout-outs to our listeners, etc. Let's see. Where should we start here? How about from Renee Navarre? So she says her Instagram is at @_SunnybrookFarm. That's SunnybrookK Farm. And she does beautiful paper art or digital prints. And she can draw really anything that you need. Family portraits, animals, housewives. She can even draw you as your favorite Bravo celebrity. I mean, she's an artist, okay? So this is actually a shout out to her sister Rebecca's small business. And so she's been creating creating people for years and wedding flowers out of paper, things like that. So go check this out. If you need an artist, go check out @SunnybrookFarm.
And if that didn't make you feel better, you probably need a therapist, okay? So you should call Elise because she does therapy online for people that need it right now. And I know a lot of us do, okay? She does video and phone sessions for anyone in California. Her website is elisefranklintherapy.com. That's Elise, E-L-I-S-E, franklintherapy.com.
Yeah,
so give
self-care.
Her a call.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let's get on with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're still at Denise's big party. I didn't even realize that we were still going to be there, but we are. And in case you forgot, basically, Kyle was trying to, she was really trying to push this whole thing that Dorit was acting crazy by getting glammed up before going to Teddy's retreat. And no one was co-signing with her. And so then she went to her next best thing, which is crying
and saying you're mean, which I cannot believe she hasn't said yet, because that's Kyle's thing to say. You're mean, you're being mean, stop being mean to me.
You're being mean.
Yeah, she hasn't done that yet, but I have my fingers crossed that it's coming, because it's one of my favorite Kyle things that she does. So then Rinna jumps into her thing, which is when Rinna does the therapy thing, which they call her out for later, but she's like, let's go, she leans back, let's Let's talk about what's really going on here. What's really going on here? It's my smart laugh. It's my therapist laugh.
And Dorit's like, are you upset at me for something else, Kyle? Kyle, guys, Kyle, guys, Kyle.
And then so Kyle is now like crying. And she's like, it's just. And then all the kids at the other table are like watching Kyle cry. I mean, it's like mortifying, you know? And Kyle's like, do I think that you got glammed up for a friend? Do I think it's weird that you got glammed up for a friend's workout? Yeah, I think it's fucking weird. I think it's fucking weird. That's all I'm saying.
Denise is like, it's a fucking town where bitches put on lashes to piece and then have to see what they really look like in the middle of the night. What the fuck are you twaddling on around about, huh? Fuck.
So Sutton's like, I know what it is. If they could just all zip it for 2 seconds, a lady who wears couture has something to say, okay?
Girls, listen to me. Listen to me. And no, I'm not going to listen to you because I am tired of this. Children! Children! Dorit, zip it for 2 seconds.
And Garcelle's like, speak your truth. Speak your truth, Sutton. So Sutton goes, I think it's, and she's doing that pointing thing where she's got her finger. She's going to be a finger pointer fighter. So she's like, I think it's the I have a life. That's what really resonated with her was when you said, I have a life. And then we get a clip of the hotel room because it's Beverly Hills. And this is the most important fight that's ever happened, you know. So we get a clip of it when Kyle's like, well, the rest of us came here at 5 a.m. And Dorit said, well, I have a life, Kyle. It's like, and I did. And I don't. And then Kyle started crying and legging so she could talk about being in a movie.
Yeah, exactly. And Kyle is still such an idiot for actually like taking it in that way. Like, oh, I don't have a life. I'm like, she wasn't saying it that way. And Erica's like, well, it was a little sharp for sure. And Kyle's like, I mean, look, like we all have lives. Okay. She's doing Chicago. I'm doing a movie. I was in a movie. So I'm actually doing a, it's almost like a sequel because I was in the first version of this movie that was kind of iconic. So I've got the weight of being in an iconic movie and resurrecting an iconic role on my shoulders. I have four kids that are very worried about their mommy who's shooting a movie. Have I mentioned I'm shooting a movie? And next week I'm resurrecting my role as a nurse on ER in my living room. So there's all of that.
And Garcelle's like, well, everyone has a lot. And Kyle's like, well, let's break it down. Everyone has a fucking opinion about everybody that they're not being honest about. Which is another Kyle go-to. Like, you're losing the fight, so make it about everybody else.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, who's not honest? And Kyle's like, I mean, it's a fucking comedy show. I mean, did she say it's a fucking comedy show?
Yeah, she said, it's a fucking comedy show. Everyone's so fake and dishonest, I can't take it in a movie.
Yeah, Kyle, take it in a movie. I'm so like, glad I'm doing something in the horror genre. That's my movie, because this comedy is not for me.
Garcelle's like, wait a minute. Okay, like at her dinner party, was Kyle being fake or was she being completely open and honest, you know? And then it cuts to Kyle at that party going, you know what I love about you? That you're so beautiful and amazing. Yeah, that's what I love about you.
I didn't know how fabulous you were. Kyle is the queen of everyone here. In terms of talk about like kissing people's asses, that is what Kyle does the most. She is the biggest ass kisser that we've ever seen on this show.
And Garcelle is ready. Garcelle's ready to just fight with Kyle. She doesn't care. She's like, so could you just tell me what I've been dishonest about then? She's like, I'm not coming for you personally. She goes, yeah, no. I would like to know what I'm dishonest about. She goes, I'm not singling you out.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know.
It would be great to know what I'm dishonest about.
Yeah. And so Rinna smells blood in the water. So everyone is just so excited to pounce on Kyle, which is like thrilling for me. And Rinna's like, I've been honest. So Kyle then goes to her other classic little girl. Like, I'm like Jack the little girl, but meaning that like Kyle's being a very immature version of herself, which is basically like herself. And she's like, what you said is not fair. It's not fair.
And Rinna's like, but it's how I feel, Kyle. You know, it's how I feel. And you can't just say that. You know, you stand up for everyone. When you don't, Kyle, you don't stand up for everyone. You can't say that, Kyle. These people are so stupid. I love the fight. I mean, when they do the petty fights right on this show, they really do it right.
Because
this is ridiculous. And then we get another Kyle classic where Kyle goes, I do. And then she sticks her tongue out like a lizard and just like it pauses. She's like, Because she can't feel her lips still. You know, she has so much Botox, she can't feel her lips. So she's always like darting out her tongue like Cher, you know?
I love that Rinna is grilling Kyle over basically a technicality, which is that Kyle did actually have Rinna's back against her sister, except for like one small time. And Rinna's like, that's not 100%. That's like 99.9%. It's not 100. Sorry. Just letting you know. Hustle, baby. Yeah.
Rinna is just going to fight with anybody today. She doesn't care if it's real or not, or if she has a leg to stand on. She's going to just go. She's like determined to fight with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And so Kyle is now fully bothered by this. And we see even a flashback of like Kim getting mad at Kyle for not having her back, for taking Rinna's side instead. So there is like evidence. I mean, Kyle did take Rinna's side over. Kyle was a bad sister to Kim at that point, you know, because she did take Rinna's side. Although, I understand why, because she probably was exhausted from years of dealing with Kim being cracked out of her mind. So, but Kyle's now like
I lost my sister and I still defended you. And she's like, not always, Kyle, not always. And then we see a clip of last year at Halloween when Rinna dressed like Erica Jane and told Kim she was being cut fitnessy or whatever. She's like, that was pretty cut fitnessy, which became that fight, you know, between Kim and Rinna last year when Rinna was like, but I'm an actress. It was a role. And so Rinna's acting like she's the big victim and all of that. But Kyle didn't stand up for her.
So now Kyle is mad. He goes, stop, Rinna, leave me alone. So she stands up to leave and everything, and she's like, are you kidding me? And Rinna's like, you have done that, you have not defended me blindly. So now Kyle is like, you know, pouting out of the party. So of course Teddy gets up to follow her.
Yes. And it's like, leave me alone. So Teddy follows her, and then Tariq goes, of course, here comes Teddy. It's like putting a chocolate chip on the table, knowing that the vanilla's gonna come out and try and engulf it. Oh, vanilla, plain, plain Teddy.
You know how it goes. It's like leave a bag of Pringles on the table and PK will come and eat it 2 seconds later. One thing leads to another, as Boy George almost sang once in the 80s.
So now everybody's going to be, if Kyle's going to be offended at every little thing, then now everybody's going to be offended at every little thing. Denise goes, they didn't even say bye. I mean, whatever. And Denise is like, yeah, you know what? Kyle's always got to be the center of attention.
Sutton's like, I would like to rival that. I would also like to be the center of attention. I would just like to weigh in and say that they didn't even say thank you. I think that's worse. I think that's worse.
Let me point my finger right now and say that is worse. So Denise is like, you know, whatever. I mean, thanks for saying that, Mutton, but you know, it's fine. So then in the trailer, you know, because we're getting to see behind the fourth wall.
I think those
days.
Were just porta potties, to be honest. I think those were fancy porta potties.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I mean, maybe. Actually, it could have been a trailer. I don't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to not yes and you on that one. I don't know. I'm like, I think it was porta potty.
But in wherever it is, Kyle's in there with what's her buns, Teddy. And she's like, and Denise is like, why do you care? And I'm like, shut up. You look like a ragamuffin. Fuck you.
Ragamuffin rears its ragamuffin head once again. You know, and the thing is that, like, Kyle spent all week attempting to make this a controversy by saying, like, when I said ragamuffin, I really just meant, like, she was, like, you know, she's always the first one to be, like, I'm in, like, a top pony and, you know, like, no makeup. So that's what I meant by ragamuffin. We always say ragamuffin. It's like a compliment, basically, ragamuffin. And then she's like, ragamuffin, fuck you. She's basically doubled down on saying ragamuffin.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's like a trailer or something, because I don't think she thought they were going to use that. She seemed surprised, you know? Yeah, she seemed kind of surprised.
She probably was telling the producers, I'm leaving the party and I want my Uber now. Yeah, you're probably right.
So Denise is like, well, it's really childish and it pisses me off. It's not always about you. And Kyle, Mauricio, we just see what Mauricio is constantly dealing with, right? Because she's like, we're leaving, Mauricio. He's like, all right, that was fun, though. And then the whole way back in the car, she's like, I didn't even do anything. He's like, no, you didn't do anything. You were perfect. I didn't even do anything. Not a thing. You're an amazing angel, baby. Okay.
Hey, remember that time when the dog was under the table earlier tonight? That was hilarious.
That was so funny.
That was so funny. So then Erica's like, well, this is Kyle's go-to. She tells us we're full of shit and storms off with no explanation.
And then we see clips of Kyle doing that. Everybody is being fake here. And then leaving.
Like, what the hell?
Kyle is projecting her own issues onto everyone. And now Teddy comes back to the table, and now Teddy's mad. She's like, now they've created something where I can't even go and follow her without it being weird. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Yeah, so I guess I'll sit back down so it's not weird, even though I did just follow her, but I'm not going to double follow her, so it's only kind of weird. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Yeah. So then Rinna's like, now, like, Rinna's doing that thing you were talking about before, where she's leaning back trying to get into something. What's really going on here? Am I going to have to fight Teddy now? Because I'll do it. It'll be fun. I'm going to fight Teddy now. Let's have a scene with me fighting Teddy. And I'll just say her name over and over again. And every sentence I'll say, Teddy. 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 It's good. I can do it.
Dorit's like, well, the situation in her mind is everyone thinks everyone's being a fake-ass bitch, apparently. And then the music's like, and Teddy's like, guys, what just happened isn't okay, okay? When people are crying and people keep asking questions, it doesn't help. We got to back off. We got to move on, guys, because that's what people do. And Dorit's like, no one was attacking her, Teddy.
Yeah, and Teddy's like, it was a lot of people on one person. It was almost as crowded as my retreat, allinwithteddy.com. And Rinna's like, well, what are we supposed to do, Teddy? Tell me, Teddy. I'm just keep saying your name, Teddy.
And Teddy's like, well, you're supposed to talk amongst yourselves and let the other person recover. And Dorit goes, oh, so it's the rules by Teddy.
No, that's the rules by life. Zinger, hi, I'm Teddy.
And Dorit with another one. It's like, well, this isn't a riding competition, Teddy Juice. Get off your high horse.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, by the way, it is like open season on Teddy now. It is hilarious because Kyle is gone and Teddy has to fend for herself and everyone's going at her. And Teddy's like, no, I just felt like this was all directed at one person.
That's just not true, Teddy. Don't try to hijack this, Teddy. Don't try to hijack this, okay? That you're making it not okay to say that we had our feelings, okay? And I talked to Kyle honestly, which is what she wanted. Teddy.
Sutton's like, well, you did talk about her family, though. I did hear that. And she goes, yeah, you brought up her sister. And Rinna's like, I told the truth. And Teddy's like, you should just let it be. And then Rinna leans back and goes, what else should I do, Teddy? What else should I do?
I'm dying to know what someone with no personality has to say about this, Teddy.
Yeah, she's like, I just wanted to fix things and be a good friend, Teddy. I'm like, what?
And she goes, oh, well, I guess that's your gig, huh? You do that all the time. Miss Therapist, right? Yeah, that's you. You ask all the questions. You want to know everything about everybody. And Rinna's like, don't do this with me, Teddy.
Rinna becomes so evil. It's amazing. Also, I love that Rinna goes, he's like, I just want to see if I could help, so don't try to fix it. I'm like, you just said you were trying to fix something.
Yeah, don't fix me messing up fixing things.
Yeah, don't go there with me, Teddy. So Rinna's, Rinna's like, you know what? I just want to get to the bottom of what's going on. And now there's 20 other things. 20 other things that I kind of started. But we're going to blame Teddy because that's just so much more fun.
And Denise is talking to Eloise and she's like, what do you think, honey? You think they need to go to sleep? I don't want you to hear this. This is inappropriate. Denise, are you the new Dorit now where everything's just so inappropriate? Give me a fucking break, lady.
Yeah, I think that, like, Denise basically has, like, I feel like last season, I kind of felt like, well, I'm surprised, you know, Denise went through hell with Charlie Sheen, and she seems like more or less, like, okay, but I think now we're seeing her PTSD, which is that she is basically, like, her kids go to some sort of, like, Big Little Lies school, and the moms see her drive up, and they, like, snicker, and Denise is, like, sick of the moms talking shit about her because she was married to Charlie Sheen, but then every time this shit happens, it just, like, strengthens all the moms at the Big Little Lies, strengthens Renata, basically, and I think that's why she's all upset.
I guess, but she's the one who's always talking about her husband's big dick and how she fucked him at work and how exactly. She got him a happy ending. It's like, and I get that that's different. You know, it's like she has the kids over and stuff. And if she wants to talk about that on camera, that's different than other people doing it in front of her kids. I get that there's a slight difference there, but she also has the kids there on a Real Housewives shooting night. Get the fuck out of here. Exactly. And I like Denise, but I'm like, shut up with this. Like, you're so prim and proper.
Yeah.
Routine.
And I also liked it. She's like, it is very inappropriate, Eloise. And she's got like a giant bottle of Casamigos sitting right in front of her.
And also, Eloise is the youngest one. Why is she still out there? Shouldn't Eloise be inside at this point?
So Rinna's like, I'm going to go. And then Erica, her foot soldier, is like, same, I guess, same.
I'm surprised that Teddy did not break down into tears, because Rinna was very intimidating. You know, because like you said, she had that, I'm going to lean back and I'm going to put on my I'm going to do my soap opera thing right now. Like everything I say could possibly involve the camera zooming in on my face and then fading to black to commercial. Right. So like that's very scary to go up against, especially if you're Teddy.
Well, Teddy didn't have that security blanket of having someone to give a shit that she's crying. You know, yeah. She doesn't have Kyle there, so she has to, like, buck up. So then we go over to the DNA photo shoot. And it's Rinna's kids. Wow, one of them, Delilah Bell and Amelia. Delilah Bell doesn't even look like herself anymore. She looks completely different.
Yeah, she is all done up, etc. And basically, the kids are like, directing some sort of photo shoot, and Rinna's like, when you grow up in the shadow of a celebrity parent, you always have to individuate yourself. And the kids are basically collabing on some sort of fashion line. So I'm like, okay, they're individuating themselves by starting a line of clothing, which is exactly what Rinna did also.
Yeah, so they're individualizing themselves by getting your face and taking your job. Okay, makes sense. You've already got the QVC stream set up, so I see where this is going.
It's like, are they selling dusters? Is that what they're doing now? Okay.
I know. Next season, they're going to have little Lisa Rinna wigs, you know, that short haircut wig.
I actually would love that. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Kay.
And I'm Kate.
And yeah, we're Pinch of Numb.
We're chefs who spend most of our waking hours either cooking, eating or reading about food.
Now we've got our first podcast, The Magic Ingredient. We invite some, you could say, well-known people.
That's yummy.
Joe Wicks, Rosie Ramsey, Aurea Aduba, Vicky Patterson.
That is so nice.
And they will bring their magic ingredient with them, and we will make them a recipe based on that ingredient.
You add some, you know, some Cajun or paprika, it starts to taste, it takes on a whole new life.
Listen on Acast, Apple or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arend.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland View.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel!
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should, with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys. So that they're basically, you know, Rinna's talking about how Amelia is back and now has the emotional support of the family. And Rinna's like chatting it up with all the execs on the shoot who are like, they're like, hey, you're Lisa Rinna. She's like, oh, who me? Who me? I'm basically a momager. Let's talk about that, Teddy. They're like, Mom, she's not here. Oh, sorry.
But, you know, the really important thing is that somewhere I know that Yolanda Foster just heard that and cut herself. So.
And I will call her Yolanda Foster because I know that annoys her so much.
So Rinna's like, you know, I really respect them having their own thing. Like, uh-huh. Okay.
White privilege, the clothing line.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is.
So, basically the kids come out and shoot and they're such Hollywood kids. It's like, okay, Mom, here's what we're going to do now. All right. We're not going to do this zipper on zipper thing. Oh my God. Fierce. Fabulous. You look fucking amazing, Mom. This is just great.
But I will say Delilah is a trendsetter. I mean, she was, you know, at least in America, she was doing the face mask, the high fashion face mask before it became cool.
Yeah, she fully had her face mask already.
Oh,
yeah.
the psychics of Bravo.
Yes, exactly. So then Rinna goes and puts on some of the pants from the collection. She's like, oh, look at me. I'm just like wearing my daughter's clothing just for the fun of it. And the person from DNA is like, oh my God, you're in the outfit. We should totally shoot you. Oh my God. Rinna's like, who, me? I can't believe. What, me? I mean, just because I put on the outfit. I couldn't. Okay, my leg's up in the air. Okay. Yeah.
And Amelia's like, Mom, please don't do anything too sexual. And she's like, yes, spread eagle, baby. I'm back.
I never thought that by putting on the clothing that they would ask me to do the photo shoot.
And one of the PAs tells Amelia, that's your mom? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, all right.
So next we go to lunch at a place called Four Sasquatch.
So it's called Coffee for whatever. And I'm so jealous because it's actually like very close to my apartment. And I'm like, I can't believe I was so close to a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills scene. Like my dream would be to walk in on one of these like quote unquote coffee scenes. I was like, so close.
So Denise and Erica are hanging out and Erica's like, oh, you're working this week? Oh, look at Aaron's arms are so big. Tell me about Aaron's arms being so big. And Denise is like, I think he's just naturally like that.
You know, Big Pharma's trying to get those arms, but we keep saying, God, we have an eye on them. We see people coming for the arms, okay?
And now just for the Erica is just like you and me segment of today's show. So it's got to be one in every episode. Erica's like, I'll have a Cuban.
And the guy's like, would you like oat milk, almond milk, soy milk, peanut milk, baby milk, giraffe milk, like grass milk? And she's like, hey, don't insult Cuban coffee with this fucking oat milk shit. Give me some heavy cream. You know how the Cubans do it, the normal people. Bring me a normal person Cuban. Thank you, motherfucker.
I'm just a normal person drinking a full fat cream Cuban coffee for Sasquatch.
Yeah.
By the way, Coffee for Sasquatch is good, but they don't have parking. So Coffee for Sasquatch, could you like fix that? Thanks.
Sasquatch didn't drive.
Yeah, so. Well, Sasquatch needs to accommodate people in his neighborhood, okay? Because otherwise I would go there, but we're terrible parking. So anyway, this is how I use my platform, to shame local businesses that don't have parking. That's what I do. So Erica's like, listen, Denise, I'm sorry about the other night. I do sometimes curse like a sailor. I mean, just like you do too, right? But oddly enough, I'm the one apologizing.
Yeah, and Denise is like, well, it was mostly the older kids because they understand things, you know, like they understand words and stuff like that. And where that conversation was going, and Erica's like, and Denise just kind of keeps going on and on.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I went to lunch with Sammy and she said she overheard something. She mentioned something about a threesome.
Yeah, we see a flashback of Denise and her daughter at lunch, and she's like, Mom, it's like, son, did you guys hear anything at the other table after I told you guys explicitly not to listen? So surely you were not interested in what we were saying. Did you hear anything? She's like, I heard something about threesomes. And she's, oh, and in what way? She's like, that's all I'm saying, Mom.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. And she's, so now she basically says, all I got to say is we were dying of laughter, Mom. And we were all joking about it. So Denise is mortified.
Yeah. And she, Erica's like, all right, look, I apologize. I have the nastiest mouth ever. And Denise is like, yeah, I don't got a clean fucking mouth either. But, and Erica's like, well, I thought I was at Wild Thing's house. Guess not, homie.
So I just got very startled by Dominique. He like walked in the room. And I was like, is that Denise coming for me? I hear what you're saying about me on the podcast. Okay, I see what you're saying about me. But Erica's right. Like, it is sort of the, I mean, it's Charlie Sheen's the dad. So anyway, so Erica invites everyone to the studio and, cause she has a thing called a clubhouse cause Andy Cohen's not the only one who has a clubhouse now. And then they start talking about Kyle, which is like the natural progression of most Real Housewives scenes.
Yeah. And, basically, Erica's like, well, look, she's... Well, first, Denise is very offended by the language. Fucking Denise. I don't know who this person is, but she's like, well, you know, Kyle just started yelling fuck off over and over again in front of fucking kids, which was nuts. And Erica's like, well, you know, she's really got a lot of pressure. She's got a movie, and you know, she's the best mom in the world. She's also got a little car, little tiny car, doesn't fit on a freeway, that's for sure. She's also the best wife in the world, didn't you know it, honey? And Denise is like, listen, I'm filming in L.A. I got a fucking crazy ex, a kid with special need, bills, a dick I can't even fit in a grocery cart. Listen, I got a lot going on, all right?
And Denise is like, listen, also I have to say that when I text everyone saying thanks for coming, which was sort of my passive aggressive trap for people to apologize for me, Kyle didn't even respond. I guess I must be one of those fake ass bitches, huh?
Yeah. She kind of tries to laugh, but Erica's like, okay, this is not going how I thought it was gonna go. So then we go over to Garcelle's house, and Garcelle's still new enough that we're just, like, actually seeing her family instead of her fighting with people. Yeah. And have to say, congrats on having an amazing, adorable family. I'm bored. Get them off my screen, okay? Your fucking ex-husband and your terrible old house and these adorable children off my screen. I don't care.
No one. I know you were angry, Ronnie, but I'm sure no one could have been angrier at the scene than Jennifer Aiden. Because Garcelle's like, huh. You know, I know in Beverly Hills, people always have, they have donkeys and valets and Ferris wheels. We just have donuts and ice cream and Pepsi. Just donuts. Yeah. Just a regular person's party.
And Garcelle doesn't, she's not one of those housewives who pretends that she's never seen the show before. She's like, I mean, $60,000 birthday parties, referring to Taylor's, which I thought was pretty funny. So she's got a donut tower for her kids, and they're wackily eating the donuts.
Yeah.
And we just see that she still really gets along with her ex-husband, and they try not to. She says that she doesn't talk about the divorce with her kids because they're kids, and that's probably a good thing, and that they don't understand. No one really understands what the dad did to them. I'm like, you sent an email and then it got published nationally. I think they know.
And you're talking about it on TV right now, the show that they're on at this moment, that they probably are watching to see, like, whoa, I'm on TV. Whoa, look, I'm on TV, and there's Mom talking about how Dad had an affair. So anyway, then we go over to Rinna, who is in glam. And so, you know what's funny is that while Rinna was getting her glam on, I'm like, you know what's funny that her usual gay hanger-on Joey isn't doing her glam for her on this episode. Little did I realize that would become a plot point later on.
God, after this episode, I looked up Joey Maloof. Holy face suck, Batman. Jesus Christ. He looks like he did the Kylie challenge with his entire face. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that to yourself?
He did it with his personality, too.
You're such a handsome man. Like, what are you doing? You look terrifying.
He has been professionally hanging off of Bravo stars for years and years, starting with Rachel Zoe. I mean, if you were part of the Rachel Zoe project, that means you've been on Bravo a very long time, because she was part of that first wave when Bravo still cared about things like Jonathan Anton. Like, and
she like was like fashion. Spanky and Alfalfa of Bravo.
she was. She was like the jazz singer of Bravo. Okay, and Joey Maloof has been around since then.
Yeah. So yeah, he's not there gushing all over Rinna. But Lois is there, and Lois, I just think it's so cute. Lois is having a little frappuccino with whipped cream all the way up to the top. I just love
so jealous.
Order. I kind of was too. I miss the little things like that in life. Like,
I know.
A frappuccino. I miss a frappuccino. Okay?
I know. I'm sick of making my own coffee.
I don't want your fucking mask frappuccino either. I don't want to taste the pain of your mask in my frappuccino. By the way. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want like a depression. I don't want like a COVID cappuccino. I'm like, I want like a pre-COVID times, darling.
Right.
When you were like, oh, I'm going to go big today and I've got some extra stars. So I'm going to get some chips in my frappuccino.
Oh my God, a Java chip frappuccino. I mean, do I risk COVID? Do I risk COVID to get it? Do I do that? I don't know.
No, by it's the way, not as fun because it's just not as, it's not as fun. It's like risking your life to go get a fucking frappuccino, you know?
Yeah, I know. So sad.
So Lois, anyway, the point is, Lois is like, God, look at your lashes, Lisa. They look great. I used to have lashes, and they don't grow when you get older. And I don't have any lower lids at all. I'm just bald on my lower lids. Well, this is fun.
Do you really think those are your daughter's lashes, ma'am?
At which point I was like, do you really bald on your eyelids when you get older? Is this what we have to look forward to? So
you go bald everywhere you don't want to go bald.
Yeah. And you get hairy in the places you don't want to be hairy.
And you get hairy everywhere else. Yes.
Yeah. So they're talking about what their evening is going to be for that night, which is that they're going to be going to Erica's clubhouse, and then they're going to go to the DNA launch event, and then dinner with friends. And this evening is narrated by Erica Jane in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. So they've got a whole night planned. So let's go to Erica's clubhouse, baby. So she's getting it ready with her assistant, who I cannot believe is still with her. This was one of my psychic calls that just didn't come to fruition. And I'm actually really disappointed because the first second I saw Laya, I was like, her name is Laya. Why would you hire somebody that you're supposed to trust, basically named Liar? You shouldn't do it. This girl's not going to last. And Laya's still here.
I don't even remember Laya. I watched it. I was like, oh, look, Erica finally got an assistant.
No, I just remember because her name is Laya. It's like, hey, I'm going to trust you with all my secrets. Laya, Laya, pay it's on file.
Laya clearly does not make an impression on me because I swear to God, I thought I'd never seen her before.
Well, Laya is so unamused by Erica. It's so funny. She's like, so, Laya, I bet you know what he sees, which means you and I can eat him tomorrow. And Laya just looks at her like, shut the fuck up.
So Erica has this whole clubhouse that's like outfitted with all this Erica Jane stuff, etc. And so Denise and Dorit show up, and Dorit is wearing a ponytail that is like, it's going down to her calf. That is just like this insane Rapunzel meets Crystal Gale situation. It is like really, I thought it looked really cool, but I don't know how she kept that on her head.
I think it looked so stupid, and it didn't look like real. It didn't look like hair. It looked like
a gym rope,
really dirty hair. It just looked dirty. It looked dirty. So she comes in with her stupid hair, and she's like, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here. Did you just come out of a coma? What's wrong with you? Why are you talking like that?
So then Kyle is also showing up, and she's like, you know, I don't like to leave a party. I don't like to go to a party and leave with unfinished business. I'm like, there wasn't any unfinished business. No one cared about what you were complaining about, okay?
Yeah.
Everything
you
was
pretty
resolved.
You were the one who started the business and then left, Kyle.
And now she's nervous about being piled on again. Okay, all right. Says the woman who was accusing the host of being a ragamuffin. You were the piler oner. You were the one starting shit with Dorit about the glam squad. Don't talk about your being piled on. You were trying to pile everyone onto Dorit.
Yeah, so everybody was just saying, oh, Dorit, your ponytail is so fabulous. But then Kyle's like, oh, my God, Dorit, your ponytail. And everyone's like, looking at Kyle awkwardly, like, look at Kyle being bitchy about a ponytail.
Because Kyle will always be the first one to point out, oh, what's that bag? Oh, that hair. She always points that shit out to either, like, draw attention to something and be like, we're all making fun of this, right? Or to express that she's jealous of something. So yeah. My next note was this. Why does Kyle selecting sushi annoy me? Why did that annoy me so much when Kyle like walked over to the sushi?
Because
like,
how she did it. Because she does it in a way that's just so shitty and judgmental. She goes over and she looks at the sushi and she goes, oh, so Am I just using my fingers for this? I'm just supposed to grab it. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Is this in the supermarket?
Yeah, just eat it. Yeah, she's saying it like, oh, so you know, we don't. There's no accoutrement. Like,
yeah.
There's no silver. There's no chopsticks. You know, she says everything in a way like you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I felt like we never got to meet Kyle's mother ever. But in that moment, I felt like we were seeing Kyle's mom. Just sort of like walking in, like eyebrows all arched. Because Kyle is like really moving into a mommy dearest phase of her aesthetic. So she's like looking in, her lipstick is all severe. Her like bang fangs are like pointing. And she's looking like, sushi, I wonder if this is from Roku or maybe Katsuya. I wonder, I guess I'll just have to one up her at my next party. I'll just have a full sushi boat.
Fucking Kyle. So Dorit is talking about Dorit's telling Teddy, oh, I was telling Jackie there's a little baby inside a titty. And Denise goes, did he ask how it got in there? And Kyle's like, oh, they start to ask that kind of thing at 7, Denise. And Denise is like, you know what I tell my kids? I say it's a miracle. That's what I tell. I don't want them to hear anything appropriate like sex.
Yeah.
What are you playing at? Does Denise already, is this whole storyline already bubbling to the surface with Denise and we're just not seeing it yet? This whole like lesbianism thing with Brandy where she's like, maybe cheating or maybe not cheating, and she's just trying to like be Mrs. America on FX right now to throw everybody off the trail.
Yeah, they're planting the seeds for this future scandal, which I think is actually really smart of the producers, because otherwise it'd be like, what the fuck? So now we have our what the fuck moments now, so then later on it's like, oh yeah, Denise secretly a prude.
Denise the Puritan? How she really, she had an affair? Denise? She didn't even believe women should have the right to vote.
So Sutton and Teddy show up, and Erica doesn't have anything for Teddy to eat or drink. Teddy's like, glass of water would be fine. Look at me, not making any ripples. I'm chill. Yeah. I'm chill, guys. I'm chill. I'm not crying. I'm chill. You're crying.
That was funny how Erica had nothing for her. She's like, oh, too bad, Teddy. You can't have sushi. Drink the drink. Seeing the everything we're doing tonight is up 3 flights of stairs. So sorry, pregnant lady.
So Rinna and Lois show up. Lois looks amazing, by the way. God, she looks, she's 91. She looks amazing. She's dressed great. Like, standing ovation for Lois. Wow.
And Rinna just enters. So Rinna. She's like, hello. Hi! How is everybody? How are you?
I don't mean to one-up anyone, but I'm a working actress, and I was in Chicago already! Wow!
And Kyle looks so awkward, you know, because no one's really giving... Rinna's not paying any kind of attention to Kyle. And Kyle's also dressed in, like, a bustier thing. And it's just, like, the most... It's not the thing you don't want to feel confident in, you know? It's like you arrive with your boobs out. You want to feel sexy. You want to feel good. You don't want to feel like everyone hates me right now and I'm naked.
So the way to distract from that is you got to take someone else down. So she goes, wow, Sutton, look at those shoes. They're like slippers. Everyone look at Sutton's crazy shoes. If you want to make fun of them, please, you have the floor.
Yeah. And Sutton's like, please don't let me fall. I feel like Kiss, you know, the famous rock band. The inner boy, by any chance? You want to talk about Kiss, darling? You should hear boys sing Kiss, Prince's version. You know, Prince came over for a sleepy over one time when I lived in Talan. Dorit's like, oh, your hair came out of the clip then. It's just that one little tiny hair. She's like trying to fix Teddy, I think.
It was Kyle. Kyle was trying to fix Teddy's hair. So then, of course, everyone's like rolling their eyes like, of course, it's Kyle.
So Dorit's just rolling her eyes. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And so Rinna pulls Kyle aside. He says, let's chat really quickly. Let's chat. Anyway, that was wrong. That was the other night. I used the wrong example, you know, the other night. And I'm sorry that I made that example. It was so fun. Don't get me wrong. It was so fun. But it was wrong. And, you know, and Kyle's like, yeah, I didn't think we had any issues. We don't. It's just, it's so fun to make you cry all the time. And you should have seen what we did to Teddy afterwards. Anyway.
And crowd. I was like, but, you know, I was like, you know, last year with Jerie, I totally stood up for you against Lisa Vanderpump, okay? I defend what's right no matter what is going on. I defend what's... Okay, Kyle. And Rena's like, you know what? You know... You did do that. You did defend people against that evil monster, Lisa Vanderpump. And that was the right thing to do. The history books will show, Kyle. That was the right thing to do.
Yeah. So then meanwhile, there's some chatter over in a different part of the apartment. And Erica is talking about how she moved to downtown like when she was really young. And Dorit's like, was it dangerous? Because I moved to Europe at 19. Which is funny. That's like, nothing to do with Erica moving to LA. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, where'd you go? She's like, oh, I'm Florence, Milan, Naples, Amalfi Coast, Rome, Mount Etna, Venice.
She's such an asshole.
I'm like, are you like, what do you mean you moved all those places when you were 19?
Yeah, she's such an asshole. And Erica's like,
oh, well, you know, everybody knows that the lady who's lived in 97 different places last week's got a new restaurant coming. I am good for you, Doreen. Good for you, honey. Good for you.
And Doreen's like, oh, well, I've told you about Buca de Pepa girls. My son's godfather, Robert Earl, who's a very dear friend and father of God, the God Jagged Jack. Like, you are such a fucking Taylor Armstrong right now, making some fucking rich guy. Of course that's your godfather, the godfather yes. of your children.
This was one of the funniest twists for me this season. Maybe one of the funniest twists ever. Dorit, I work in fashion and I moved to Milan when I was 19 and I have a swimwear line and I'm all about getting glam and... Also, girls, I'm opening up a Buca di Beppo. Like, this was the left turn I never knew I needed, and I'm so glad it's here.
And they're doing what they did with, I think it was last season of Real Housewives of New York that was making us so crazy, where they're showing all these scenes that they've already shot mm-hmm. as flashbacks, but they're not showing us. So I guess this is a shorter season order or whatever, but... She's like, you know, my dear friend Robert Earl, I said I love your buca, but I think it needs a stamp. And so we see them in a clip at the restaurant, and he's like, all right, what I'm going to have you do, since Buca di Beppo is kind of shit in the bed right now, is do a Dorit room or something. And she's like, does that mean I can have an unlimited budget?
He's like, no. Also, the idea that there could be, like, a Dorit Kemsley experience within a Buca di Beppo, like a Dorit Kemsley pop-up in your local Buca di Beppo, is so amazing. And also, you also know that she's full of bullshit, because if you knew, like, the president of Applebee's, would you be like, hey, guess what? There's an Applebee's around the corner. I thought maybe I might put my stamp on it. No, you would never say it. What are you talking about? You put your stamp on a Buca di Beppo. And why do you want to put a stamp on a Buca di Beppo? I don't know. This is just, it's more like, we're running out of money. Can we open up a Buca di Beppo, please?
Yeah, and people who go to Buca di Beppo, who's going to be like, oh my God, we've got to try the Dorit part of Buca di Beppo.
Yeah.
Gotta
go. I can't wait.
It's like, you can't even eat in peace because you know it's going to be foreclosed on, like before the bill even comes.
I'm going to get I'll have a slice of the Boy George lasagna and some of the chicken PK Marzahn. Thank you.
And for dessert, I'll take the three types of diabetes. That sounds great.
Great. Oh God. So yeah, so basically, and so she's like, you know, there's been lots of talk about that we have some strange things going on with our business, but luckily we've never come across anyone who's afraid to get in business with us. So I'm like, isn't that the definition of being a con artist, is that you can con people?
Yeah, they're not afraid until after.
I don't know, I think this is I am so into this Buca di Beppo storyline. Like, I am all here for them starting a Buca di Beppo thing. Like, this is, to me, this is finally the lane that they should have always been in. Buca di Beppo, the Buca di Beppo lane.
So Rinna and Kyle, back to them talking. And Kyle's like, you know, it's just because I care, Rinna. And like, if I didn't care, I would be like, fuck you, ragamuffin, you know? I mean, I would be like, fuck you, ragamuffin anyway, if you were a poor looking ragamuffin like Denise, who suddenly has eye sculptures. But anyway, the point is. And Rinna's like, I mean it, Kyle. I mean it from the heart.
whatever. And Carol's like, well, I think her apology is sincere, but I also think that she has an event tonight and she doesn't want anybody fighting at it. So
basically, I don't think her apology is sincere. Anyway, I'm going to go off and start my own Mangiano's Little Italy. Not saying I'm competitive with my friends, but I am starting a Mangiano's Little Italy right now. Thank you.
Kyle Garden, unlimited breadsticks.
So now the girls are they're still in this clubhouse and they're talking about strip clubs and going to strip clubs, and Lois talks about how she went to a strip club. She's like, well, I went there on a date. Yeah, I was down on a date. He said, let's go to some place, and we went to a strip club, and then he tried to hit me with a hammer. So wow.
Oh God. Oh, groan. So Erica goes, well, you know, the stripping, that's a real art, Lois. That's a real art, Lois. And she goes, oh yeah, you know, the woman who twisted the things on her chest. I wonder if she's growing hair there now. I can't stop but wonder sometimes.
Oh man. So Kyle's like, the other night I was gonna mention this, but I left earlier than I was planning to.
Everyone hates me, but whatever. We'll get to that later. Apology. You guys can apologize after I'm done with this speech. Thanks.
But yeah, I was thinking it'd be fun to do a girls overnight in Santa Barbara, you know, because, you know, I just finished filming a movie and I'm here and I want to hang out with everybody, you know, and like finally enjoy this free time where I'm not shooting a movie anymore, because I was shooting a movie that I was hired to be in.
I know. How long was Kyle on this movie? Like a day? I hope they kill her in the first scene. I cannot wait to see this movie.
Yeah.
So, which I won't. I will read about it.
I will
it
not
Facebook.
Watch it. No. Yeah, I also just don't watch scary movies anyway.
Yeah.
So Denise is like, what does Kyle want? A fucking medal? I shoot 10 episodes of The Bold and Beautiful a week. And you know how I celebrate? I cook dinner for my kids. Then I memorize my lines for the next week. And then I set up a barbed wire to keep the big farmer out of the house.
Then I tell Advil, you better stop tapping on my window or I'm calling the goddamn cops. You got it? So Rena's like, well, we have a big surprise. The girls did a collaboration with someone you all know them. You all know them. And Sutton's like, why do I have a fear about that? And everyone just looks at her and she's like, why am I afraid all of a sudden? And no one really gets what she's talking about. And Rena's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck that crazy lady's talking about.
I mean,
but I can't wait to turn on her.
Yeah. Why am I so scared? You know, I'm just seeing celebrity and collaboration, and it's so terrifying, the concept. I can't do it.
So then they go over in the van and go into the place. And so Sutton is talking to Dorit on the way into the venue, and she's like, I'm seriously having a bad feeling. I'm going to freak out. I'm going to just flip. And Dorit's like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, you'll see.
So then they get to the event, and Rena's like, hey mom, turn around, paparazzi. Hi, how are you? It's my mom, it's legend Lois. How are you? How are you, everyone?
And so Sutton goes, who's here? And she's like, Dorit says, who's here? Like, what are you worried about? And she's like, the makeup guy. It's the makeup guy. I am gonna flip. And Dorit's like, well, I don't know Sutton well enough to know what she's going to do or what she's talking about. Or if she's got a gun in her purse, or if she's going to rope somebody down, or if she's going to start the building on fire, which she could very well do.
Yeah. I like that Dorit is also like, I don't even know what she's talking about. Like, she's like, oh, no, I have no idea what she's talking about. So
she just tells her, it's not the time to flip out. And she goes, it's not the time for you to fuck with me on this. And she has like an eye that kind of twitches, which is so funny when she gets mad. She's like, I need you to not fuck with me right now. That's what time it is.
Sutton is spiraling and no one seems to even be paying attention except for Dorit. And Dorit seems barely bothered with it, you know. So now they go into the party and it's like fun. And like the girls are there posing with the DNA sign. And Teddy's like, wow, this is amazing. You guys really went all in on this. Hi, I'm Teddy.
She's like, when I see Amelia succeeding, it's huge. I guess it was the right decision to come home. It's much harder to buy your children a business when they're out of state.
And then Delilah's face. The kids are so funny how they don't give a shit about everything. It's like, here you go. You're handed a complete clothesline for doing nothing. And they're like, wow, it's really fucking great, isn't it? This is so cool. Look, yeah. We got white tablecloths, Mom.
Hey, look,
We have bottles of rosé that have quotes that the fat Jewish stole from someone else and put on here. Wow.
Of course. Okay, so this is a collaboration. It's with the fat Jewish, and it's wine. The guy who fucking steals comedy from people online steals white girl rosé. Exactly. Yes. Steals white girl rosé. Of course. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it like looked exact. I actually thought it was white girl rosé, which is a brand if people don't know what we're talking about.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and like the same font. Everything.
I mean, exact rip.
Unless maybe, maybe it's a collaboration with White Girl Rosé. I can't tell. I almost want to look it up.
Maybe.
White Girl maybe, yeah. Rosé, fat Jewish. Watch, because we're getting all mad.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe it is, but it's like it's exactly White Girl Rosé. So Sutton's like, oh, I'm getting it now. Hold on. Let me tell my eye to stop twitching. It's not listening to me. Hold on.
Okay, we're idiots.
It is a white girl rosé.
The fat Jewish's wine brand is famous for white girl.
It's his brand. Oh my god! Well, see, that's how bad it is. That's how bad it is that you steal that much shit that people don't even give you credit for your own brand. Okay, I take it back. I apologize. No one should
be listening to our podcast for actual information.
But yeah, thank you for looking that up, because that would have been even more embarrassing tomorrow.
You know, and I feel so good about never buying White Girl Rosé now, because I always see it and I'm like, that's trying to be so clever. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy it. So of course it's the fat Jewish.
Yeah, okay, I take it back. Congratulations on White Girl Rosé, girls. Congratulations on inventing White Girl Rosé.
So of course, so Rinda's like, look, it's the fat Jewish. Look, Kyle, it's the fat Jewish, because Kyle and the fat Jewish are friends, because we all remember the fat Jewish coming to Kyle by Eileen too, and I think they did the splits together or something
so
like that.
So mad that the fat Jewish owns fucking White Girl Rosé. That makes me furious. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. So Sutton's so now that Sutton sees that the collaboration is only with the fat Jewish and not Joy Maloof, who she feared, she goes, "Oh, I get it now, the rosé thing. This is even worse than I thought. It's even a more of a low level collaboration. Oh, that makes me feel so much better. I thought it would be Joy Maloof."
Yeah. So then we see a week earlier, Sutton is telling Dorit she's pissed off, because she invested millions and millions and millions of dollars into Joey's glam app.
Don't invest millions of dollars into your makeup artists. Just don't do that. Don't do that. So things have basically, the app survived, but like Sutton and Joey are not on good terms by any means. But now she feels so much better. She's like, I am lifted by the Holy Spirit because Joey's not here. Although now I am back to being quite judgy about the fact that it is a collaboration. I do not do those. Okay, who's Rihanna again?
So Rinna's like, yeah, they did everything themselves. I'm so thrilled with the girls. They did every single thing themselves except make the clothes. Or design them, really, or anything, really. But we're here. We're here. They made a reservation, and it's great. So Kyle's all quiet, and Kyle's really awkward with Denise. So she's stuck with Denise. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
they're
like
just
one of those tables.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, just wanted to say, you know, sorry I'm left, but I just really felt like I wasn't enjoying myself in that moment. And Denise goes, yeah, I can fucking tell, Kyle.
Yeah. And I had to do what was best, okay? And Denise is like, yeah, I love Kyle's half-ass apology because she doesn't give a shit about what I have to say. She only cares about what she needs to get across. And I find that really fucking selfish. I was like, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome to the table, Denise. Jeez. So Kyle's like, well, you know how it is, Lois, when you get emotional. You know, it was just one of those nights. And Lois is like, yeah, tell me about it, honey. I'm bald on my eyes.
Yeah, do you know what it's like to go to a strip joint to be bald on your eyes? The point is this, I've lived through some crazy shit in my life and I've survived, so what you guys are fighting about right now is hilarious.
Yeah, so now it's time to go to dinner. Delphine.
Oh, twice in 1 week on Bravo. Is Delphine the new farmhouse?
I guess they're really working these contracts they have with vendors. You gotta hand it to them. So it's dinner at Delphine. So Rinna's like, hello. Oh, how pretty. at a restaurant. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. What a...
Just sit down, ma'am, please.
I know. And Erica's like, well, I'm going to get some tequila to take the edge off of whatever edge is here. And Sun's like, is there an edge? I wasn't sure that there was an edge. And he's like, ah, is there an edge? We all hate Kyle. All of your words, not mine.
Yeah, and Dorit's like, well, you know, it is a bit uncomfortable when someone says they're going to freak the fuck out. What does that mean? Oh, you're going to blow up a building. Oh, you're going to build a nice little hut in the Andes, where I've also lived, by the way. Or you're going to go fishing in a stream. Or you're going to shoot a baby. I don't know what it means.
It just means that I'm going to cry and I want to go home. I didn't know if we were going to see our mutual friend. My mutual, I mean, that fuck-faced Joey Maloof who stole all my money. Anyway, it all worked out.
And then we see a clip of Sutton telling all the girls that were at the retreat. She was sitting out on the balcony with them, telling them about this Joey Maloof drama that they cut out. For whatever reason.
Yeah, and so Rinna's like, oh, well, why didn't you say something to me, you know? And Sun's like, well, I didn't think about it. I wasn't even thinking about it until Rinna said, until you said collaboration. And then I heard the word collaboration. I thought, collaborations, that's the most vile concept I've ever heard. And then I think vile, and then I think vile, and I think Joe and Maloof, and it all happened so fast. Blessed be me, it was terrible.
And Rinna's like, listen, I don't know what's gone on. He's my friend that I work with, and that is separate. And I don't know, and I keep it that way. And Dorit's like, well, it felt like a pretty inappropriate time to freak out, which could have meant bake a cake, going skiing, or pulling out an old woman's eyelashes. No offense, Lewis. I heard it to said it.
Sounds like... what's not an inappropriate time? What the fuck are you talking about? I said it really quietly. And Dorit said, no, you said, I'm going to freak the fuck out. And we see like a flashback and it's just Sutton going, I think I'm going to freak the fuck out.
And Sutton goes, I did not say it like that. What is wrong with you?
It's just an intense statement to say. Rinna goes, well, I'll tell you one thing. If you'd freaked out, I would have kicked you the fuck out. I would have kicked you the fuck out of there so fast. And I own that baby.
So now everyone's furious with Sutton, who did nothing. She didn't do anything. My God.
She literally said only she told might to
do something. Yeah. She didn't do anything. And so Rinna's like, well, you better not. I'll kick you out. And then Carl's, I'm sorry. Kyle's like, guys, I think this is getting blown a little bit out of proportion. And Sutton's like, in the 7 years I've known her, I've never seen Lisa this aggressive with me. She's like, she brought me in here. Shouldn't she help? Shouldn't she be the one helping me out? What the hell? No. Yeah. You're the new meat on the grill, girl.
Exactly. And Dorit, because Dorit is making it sound like Sutton was going to make such a scene when Sutton was so quiet about it that Dorit's the only one who actually heard her, you know? And she's like, I mean, here's someone that I don't know very well, who I'm not even sure knows what a buco de beppo even is, and I'm getting a really bad feeling about her all of a sudden.
And Sutton's like, that is not nice. It is not nice. That is not nice.
She's pulling a page out of the Kyle book.
Yeah, she just starts to cry in this over-dramatic, hilarious way. In a way that, like, to me is funny in a way that when Kyle does it is not funny. Because when Kyle does it, it's like a whiny way. But when Sutton does it, it's like this over-dramatic, like, that's not nice. That's not nice. How could you be mean to me? Just a very rich, blonde, white lady. How could you do that? That's not nice.
And Dorit's like, let me explain myself. And she goes, no, I'm not going to play this game with you. I'm not. You shut up. What? What is happening?
And then Rinna's like, oh, we're going to be overdramatic? Fine. Shame on Sutton. I don't care if she's my friend. She crossed a line that shouldn't be crossed. And you don't fuck with my kids, okay? The only person who's allowed to upstage him is me, okay?
Yeah. No one fucked with your kids, crazy pants. So then Sutton's still screaming, shut up. I want you to zip it. You better zip it. And Dorit's like, I don't even know what that means. Is she going to lose her mind? Is she going to throw drinks? Like, Dorit's still trying to, you know, go like, on about the same thing.
Gaslight her. And Sutton's like, yes, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw drinks. I mean, what would I ever do that? No, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And Kyle says, yeah, I can't imagine Sutton losing her mind and throwing drinks. And then we get a clip of Rinna losing her mind and throwing a drink and trying to strangle Kim in Amsterdam. She goes, I'll leave that to Rinna.
So now Sutton's like, she's fully crying. She's like, I'm sorry I brought that up in Laguna. I shouldn't have. I was stupid to do that. So stupid to do that. And by do that, I mean go to Laguna Beach for that ridiculous retreat. I was so stupid.
And also, I was so stupid to do it in front of Dorit, you know, who's acting like a jackass. And Dorit goes, why are you mad at me when you stuck your foot in your mouth? And she goes, why are you coming at me? It's like, don't attack me. Now Dorit's being attacked. This fucking show. So Sutton goes, I'm attacking you. This is about business. And you, of all people, should understand that, Bill Ignora.
Yeah. Listen, I've heard rumors about Dorit's businesses and rumors that are public, and I would never, ever bring those up.
Ever.
But she conned a lot of people, but I would never, ever say that. And so then she goes, then she suddenly looks at Dorit and goes, all right, you've had your fun. Let the mouse go. Let the mouse go. You've had your fun. Let the mouse go. Let the mouse go.
Let the mouse go. And Dorit's like, really? And she goes, let it go. Let the mouse go.
What you saying about my buco de pepper? Are you saying that there are mice there? Are you trying to ruin my business?
Oh, so Carl's like, can we switch gears? Because no one has even asked about my movie yet, which I was in. So it would be great if we could just change the conversation.
Like, and working actress like, would like to cry right now. Thank you. So
Dorit's like, I don't believe that she has bad intentions. And she goes, listen, I'm trying to make peace, Dorit. Could you just be quiet?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you said you wanted peace, having conversations with people being honest. Do you want people to be honest and not coil?
Yeah. So, yeah, she's like, because in the last conversation, you were frustrated because you felt like people weren't being honest, and I'm being honest. So now Dorit is rehashing the other party. So now Kyle's like, and Dini says, well, all I know is that at the dinner that I had while Big Pharma was watching, that, you know, they weren't the only ones who were watching. It was the kids. And look, they were much more mature than we were, okay? That's all I know.
I mean, look, even Mr. NyQuil was embarrassed, and he wasn't even invited, all right? He was embarrassed in the fucking bushes watching this whole mess.
And Erica's like, you knew what you were inviting over. And Erica's like, okay, I've apologized. You can't keep bringing this up because we're a TV show. You knew exactly who you were dealing with. You're not new anymore.
And Denise is like, well, I guess I learned a lesson. And Kyle's like, you know what? I just want to get to know you is what I'm trying to say. And Dorit's like, oh, really? That's why you said we're a bunch of fake-ass bitches, eh?
Kyle's like, listen, like, I don't want to fight with you guys anymore. Like, I think everyone has that potential. I'm like, potential? She's like, that potential to be a fake-ass bitch. He's like, now, just listen for 1 second. Okay. And then Kyle goes, okay. She goes, oh, don't be sarcastic. Please, don't be sarcastic. And Kyle goes, I'm not sarcastic. So then Denise goes, okay. I'm like, Denise, you just were sarcastic to Kyle saying she wasn't sarcastic. Just so you know.
She's saying, well, who's fake-ass bitches? And Kyle won't answer. And she's like, well, you just said we're fake-ass bitches. And Kyle's like, fine. Okay, fine, Denise. You want an answer? Okay, here's an example. I don't mean to single you out, but, you know, everyone's defending the makeup and the glam for Dorit, and you defended it. I mean, even you, who's supposed to be down to earth, and now, like, last year you had no makeup, and then now all of a sudden you're getting glam? I'm like, what do you care? Like, oh my God, fucking Kyle. You can think the worst of Kyle, and it's always worse than you even think.
Yeah.
You know? This is like what we said she was getting at last week, and I'd left the show thinking she couldn't be that vapid.
Yeah, she? No, she
is. She had to mean something else.
Denise deciding to get glam for her party does not
mean that she is fake, okay? And Denise is like, I showed up in jeans and a t-shirt. And Kyle's like, yeah, but all the glam and the eye sculpture, I mean, just because I didn't have an eye sculpture doesn't mean that you should have an eye sculpture, okay? Like, okay, fine. I wish I was an eye sculpture at my dinner party, okay? Fine. You got me to say it, all right? I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's how it comes off. And Denise is like, who gives a shit if I had a goddamn eye sculpture, Kyle? Are you joking? How many parties have you been to over the year that I have vendors? My kid wanted a fucking camel. And Rena's like, I wrote a camel.
I did ride a camel at your house. And then we see like a video of Rena on a camel going, are you kidding me? I'm on a camel. Are you kidding me?
In 2011.
Yeah.
And Denise is like, so why am I fake, Kyle? And she's like, I'm explaining how I felt in the moment. Okay, Kyle, your feelings don't justify shit. You're an asshole. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, even if you were feeling bad at the time, you're still an asshole.
Why is Kyle allowed to say, this is how I felt in the moment, but like people like Rinna were not allowed to say that?
Yeah, so then Dorit is like, oh, well, look at Kyle over there. Look, Kyle, your sister and bestie, Miss Titty Joe, riding on her horse, wouldn't wear makeup or even shave her face the first year she was on here. Look like poor bleeding bunion. Now look at her, shaped like a smooth as a baby and glittered to the hilt, darling.
Never heard a peep out of Kyle's mouth about that.
So, which is true, by the way. Kyle seemed to have no problems with Teddy deciding to glow herself up. So then Denise is like, listen, I've been an actress for a long time. Not as long as me. I was an actress in the 70s. So, yeah. Okay, Kyle, shut it. Okay, I've been an actress for a long time. I've done glam for my job. Half the time when I meet you, I'm coming from the fucking set. Because guess what? I have a regular acting job, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then she solidifies herself in the Housewives history books when she tells us, I'm fucking Denise Richards, Kyle.
Yeah. I don't
think these bitches know. I've been on every fucking magazine cover you can imagine that they'd want to be on.
Yeah, I love that. I'm fucking Denise Richards, Kyle. Which is great, because it's not like Denise Richards is like Meryl Streep, but I like that she's like,
well, on this
I'm
show,
still more sure famous than is. You are. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like legit a movie star, at least. Yeah. My God.
So Kyle goes back to what she knows best. She goes, I just don't think it's normal to get glam before workout, says the woman who drove a go-kart to get grocery shopping. Okay. Don't talk to me about what's normal. You saw a guy in a go-kart and you bought one for yourself and then you went shopping with your daughter in it. So stop. Don't tell me about normalcy.
And Denise goes, well, I didn't say it was normal. She goes, well, but, and she goes, do you realize, Kyle, you don't let some people talk? Have you ever noticed that? And everyone's like, don't. And then Kyle gets bitchy face on, like, oh, hell no. I don't know who this bitch thinks she is. This is my show, right? So everyone's like, don't. And Kyle goes, oh, no, you talk. Go ahead. Yeah. And she goes, oh, no, thank you. I don't want to anymore, all right? Because you just talk at us, and you don't let us talk.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you wanted clarity. I was giving you clarity. She goes, no, enough. You need to be quiet now, Kyle.
You stop. And Kyle's like, well, I'm not going to be quiet. I love this argument of like, fine, you talk. I don't want to talk. Fine, then I'll talk. No, you be quiet. I don't want to be quiet now. Okay, fine, then you talk. Okay, no, I'm not going to talk. Denise is like, then I'm not going to finish talking. Kyle says, I'm not going to be quiet. Well, fine. Then I'm not going to finish talking. Do you ever let people talk? Even though Kyle just said, I won't talk.
And Kyle's like, fine. You know what? I want you to talk, but not if you're going to be an asshole. And then sips. Like, yeah. Kyle's like in her sweet spot now. Right?
And Lois is watching this like, oh God, this is hilarious. She just has this look on her face like, oh, she said that. Oh, damn.
And Rinna goes, you know what? I'm going to ask Lois, do you have any sage advice? She's like, put it on meatloaf. No one ever thinks about it, but it actually makes it kind of, don't get it stuck in your teeth. Make sure you cook the meatloaf. No, Lois, not what to put sage in.
Lois is like, listen.
Some good advice.
Listen, I've had a crazy life. I survived a serial killer. I went to a strip club on a date. I get this Frappuccino in the middle of coronavirus. But I think this is the shit that's going to do me in. You girls are crazy. Okay, Lois out.
And that's that for the
recap of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That was, I thought it was hilarious. I was so into it. I still believe Sutton is amazing. I loved her dramatic moment in the middle, which kind of sort of, it kind of led to the craziness at the end. I love them going after Kyle. I don't understand Denise being a prude all of a sudden, but it's funny to me. I'm so into it. I think that Beverly Hills may be back for me. I don't know.
Yeah, so far it is. So far it's pretty fucking hilarious. I mean, it's like the same petty fights we get annoyed with, but it's, they're just like in their groove with it. I guess.
It works. It's funny. And I think that also the production is good too, because when they were fighting, a lot of times the music was like boom, do 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 do. It's like they learned from Real Housewives of New York that actually that there's comedy happening in the fights, and if you lean into the comedy, it's really good.
Yeah. Well, fun show. My God.
Fun show. So we'll be back. Speaking of Real Housewives of New York, we'll be back tomorrow with more Crappins on Demand with Real Housewives of New York. We hope to see you all then. Go help out those small businesses we've been shouting out. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.